Paula Newton, and these are the top business headlines. French President Emmanuel Macron says he had an excellent discussion with U.S. President Donald Trump about taxing the digital economy, and they will work together to avoid an escalation of tariffs. Now, Mr. Trump had threatened to hit French exports in response to France's plan to tax major Silicon Valley companies. A long-awaited extradition hearing for Huawei's chief financial officer is beginning in Canada. The U.S. wants to try Meng Wanzhou and Huawei on charges of bank fraud and evading American sanctions on Iran. She and the company deny the charges. The IMF lowered its forecast for global growth in 2020 from 3.4 to 3.3%. It says weakness in emerging markets and social unrest right around the world were largely responsible. Still, it said financial market sentiment has risen thanks to monetary stimulus and the U.S.-China trade deal. The global auto industry plunged even deeper into recession in 2019, sales dropping more than 4% as demand in China and India plummeted. The slump is likely to continue this year with big ramifications for the global economy. Moody's, meantime, downgraded Hong Kong's credit rating over what it says is the government's failure to address political and social unrest. Hong Kong has been rocked, of course, by violent protests since June. Those are your top business headlines. I'm Paula Newton in New York.